And please be seated. Turning over to 621. 621. I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest." This has been a week of outreach among the boys and girls and on the streets of Toronto. And the invitation has gone out, and we pray that sinners would respond and come to Christ, whom to know is life eternal. And every believer can say tonight, we have found rest for our souls, eternal rest in Christ. Just remain seated. We're singing a different tune than here in the book, not the tune in our hymn book, but a traditional tune. Maybe we'll hear the tune through once, and then we will sing the words of 621. Want to try? We know the words well, and let's try this too. Together in prayer as we commit our service unto the Lord. Let's seek Him together. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, we bow in Thy presence this night, rejoicing again in Thy salvation, Thy steadfast love, and Your mercy for sinners. We're thankful, Lord, that we can come unto Thee. We can come and find rest for our souls, and we would come even at the outset of this meeting and commit our way unto the Lord. We're thankful, Lord, for Your blessing upon us in this past week, for all the way that You have led us. We're thankful, Lord, for Your protecting hand upon Your people, upon the young people as they went out day by day, the outreach and the opportunities. We're thankful, Lord, for traveling mercies and for safety. Lord, we give Thee praise tonight for those opportunities that came up. We think, Lord, of the conversations. We think not only of the tracts given out. We think of the stories night by night at the VBS and how the Word of God was going forth night by night, day by day. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless your Word, that it would go in the power of the Spirit, maybe given out in weakness, the weakness of the flesh. And yet, Lord, we know that you're able to take that Word by the power of the Spirit, make it to live to those who hear, that they would not only be hearers of the Word, but doers of the Word also, accepting and responding to the truth that is found in Christ Jesus. We're thankful for full salvation. We're thankful for the forgiveness of sins. We're thankful for the blood of Christ that was shed for us. And we pray tonight, Lord, that we would again lift our hearts to thee in praise for all that you have done for us. We give thanks, Lord, for the labors of this week, for those who organized and planned and were diligent in their work night by night. We pray, Lord, a blessing upon their labors. We ask that your glory would appear unto your servants, that you would establish the work of their hands, and the beauty of the Lord would be upon us. We pray, Lord, that you would indeed give us grateful hearts for the many ways in which you have blessed. And we think, Lord, of that young child that came to Christ on Friday night, and we rejoice above all in this. And so, Lord, we come to thee now when we pray for this evening service. We ask that you would assist us in our praise and worship. Help us to worship thee sincerely with a true heart, confidence that you've promised to be with us, among us, in the midst, with your church. We're called into the fellowship of Christ and the fellowship of the saints, and we pray, Lord, a blessing upon our fellowship tonight, that all that would be said and done would be for your glory and for your honor. So give us ears to hear, that we would indeed again hear the voice of Jesus calling, that we would draw near to you, and that you would indeed draw near to us. Help us now in our time, we pray. Bless every testimony, bless the items of music, bless those who will take part tonight. May we know a special sense of your presence with us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's a joy to be in the house of the Lord on a Lord's Day evening, and we're happy to see each one of you here tonight. You are very welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And while you may be visiting with us for the first time, or you've come back again, and we're very happy to see you, and those viewing our service over the internet tonight, you are also very welcome. Please send us an email. We could have a record of your stay with us and how we could pray with you and pray for you in certain times of your need. Certainly, we welcome the young people that have joined us for our youth outreach, and it's been a blessing to be with them throughout this entire week. We're going to say a few more words about that in just a moment, but I want just to take care of some other things and announcements for us. This past week has been a blessed one. My heart is full of thanksgiving to the Lord for the great band of workers that we have in the church that have helped us so many ways in the VBS that has been planned for a long time, and so many helpers and workers involved in this. It has been really a thrill to see the church just operating and working so smoothly, and the benefit and the blessing of giving out the Word of God to the boys and girls that have come in from the community, and those from our own church who have been able to attend. Why? It is a tremendous blessing. And of course, on Friday evening, the top on everything was a young girl trusted in Christ. And so we pray for her. We pray for her as she goes back to her family, her home. We don't know too many details about that. We pray that she will be a light and a witness, and the Lord would establish her firmly in her own faith. And so, as the word has gone to all the young hearts, let's pray on that God would bless each one of them and encourage them. And certainly regarding those who have been helping us this week in so many ways for our youth outreach, thank you to each one. We enjoyed the food, dinners each night that have been provided, and some paid for dinners on one evening, and for the kids that went out to the restaurant and some on other occasions. But all of these things have come together, and we're very, very thankful about that. Please remember that after the service tonight, there will be a time of fellowship downstairs, and we hope you'll be able to stay with us and be able to meet and talk with some of the young folks who are visiting and others. Everyone is welcome, and we look forward to a good time of fellowship. This coming Wednesday, our prayer meeting and Bible study at 7:25, and next Lord's Day, our services at 11 and at 6:30, remembering that our Sunday school workers, we take a break for the summer, and our Sunday school actually is at 11 in conjunction with our morning service, and you'd be very welcome to come, and I'll appreciate your prayers as I bring the word both times in the Lord's will next Lord's Day. In the morning time, we will be meeting around the Lord's table for communion, so please keep that in your prayers. There are some special prayer requests we want to continue. Remember those who have special needs. Remember our sister Laura Emmanuel in hospital at this time. That the Lord would come near to her and help her. We pray for Karen Reischke as she has need facing cancer treatment. And we ask for God's blessing on her as well as Nora and Jenny. These ones who we've been faithfully holding up before the Lord. That they would be encouraged and strengthened. And not let them know that they're not forgotten. We also have many who are shut in seniors' homes, and they don't get out to the services. And the younger ones, I feel for you, you do not have the opportunity of knowing them. And they have been away from the church for a long time. But let us not forget them in our prayers. And it's a very good thing to go through our church directory and just pray for all these ones, that the Lord would bless them indeed. I want to thank everyone who has been involved in our outreach for the Gospel of Acts that we've been sending out, and do continue to pray. Please be sure all your maps are finished and they're brought back in and put on the table at the back, and we want to get all the extra copies in so that we can take care of the extra duties. I want to say a word of special thanks to our brother Kingsley Jew. He has been overseeing that outreach and the taking care of all the maps. And I really appreciate our brother's faithfulness because he's been with us virtually every day this week going on outreach, and it's been helpful to have another person there to coordinate and who knows his way around as well. And so our brother Kingsley, we appreciate that very much, your faithfulness and service to the Lord, and I pray he will bless you for that indeed. You know, when we began to organize the youth outreach, and it's going back quite some time now, I remember in the presbytery when the opportunity came up for what church would be willing and want to have the young people. Well, we didn't hesitate, wanted to put our name forward for that. And we've really taken that before the Lord. And I know that you've prayed for it in the months that have led up to this. A lot of organization has gone into it in communicating with the young people and seeing that they are properly prepared and then arranging all of the necessary things for them to be housed in the school and taking care of all the meal arrangements and so on. I appreciate all the work that has been done in that regard. But, you know, these things are, it takes so much work. And then by the time it begins, why, it's already at the end. And the days have come and gone so quickly. But it has been a tremendous blessing to be a part with these folks. As I mentioned this morning, we spent 2 days locally here within the Scarborough area, primarily around the Malvern Mall, and just talking to, witnessing people sitting on the concrete border that's around by the mall, and giving them tracks and just talking with them. And it was an encouragement to see the many of the youth just interacting with people and talking just naturally to them. And you know, it's not an easy thing to do. If you ever go to confront someone and to give them a tract, you're just not sure what kind of reaction you're going to get. Maybe it's going to be a friendly one, but maybe it'll not be a friendly one. Maybe they will refuse it, and maybe they'll throw the tract back in your face. Well, you need to be prepared for just about everything. But you know, there's a joy in serving the Lord. There's a joy in being about the Lord's work. And so as this has gone forward in these 2 days of the week with local people, we wanted to be sure we're about our Jerusalem. And then 2 days we were downtown in the larger sphere and broadening out in the city of Toronto. And of course, the focal point had been the Pan American Games that had been held here, and they conclude tomorrow. And we wanted to get to be able to witness to the athletes and also to the many visitors that have been here And the Lord has certainly allowed that in the special gospel tract that was prepared specifically for that reason. And there were over 5,000 of these printed, and they are all gone. All of them have been distributed, as well as many, many little Bibles. Probably about the same number of those have been given out. And so God will use and bless His Word, and we are very much assured of that. So, and then one day we went down to Niagara Falls. Some of the folks had not seen that wonder of the world, and so we took in that, as well as doing some outreach on the main sidewalk in front of the falls, and it was also a blessing to be a part of that. Well, we did not want to make everything onerous and a work, and so we spent a day yesterday at the cottage and had some fun and water activity. Well, you know, my neck is very stiff today, and it's stiff because these young people, they wanted to see a pastor on this air tube that's towed behind the boat. And they were rejoicing as I was flying through the air as a rag doll being tossed off this tube. And they were not very sympathetic, but they were laughing and having a good time. And I'm thankful that we're all here to tell the tale. Some of them were a little worse for wear as they were lying in the water and they had banged heads and knees and everything else as they were flying off. But I told them, pain builds character, so it's important to remember that, and you will have memories that go along with the activities to take with you, and those things are part of excitement. It's good to know that as a believer, as Christians, we can enjoy good fun and wholesome entertainment together. The first part of our praise service tonight is going to be with a group of folks that have come together. I thank Susie Fraser, who's been organizing this, and some of the folks who have come with us who are very skilled in their instruments. And they're going to play the first piece tonight, Fairest Lord Jesus. And then right after that, we're going to have some testimonies, five testimonies to begin with. And these first ones will be Anna Ludwig, Isaac Sasa, Matthew Cunningham, Julia Kearns, and Glenn Calica. So that's the first five. Now, these are not going to be long testimonies, but I wanted the kids to come up and introduce themselves and maybe say a few short words of what the week has meant to them. And so we're going to set up the microphone down here on the main floor. We're going to do that. So, young people, take that first of all, the Fairest Lord Jesus, the instruments, and then those five testimonies after that. Thank you. All right, we'll have the first testimony. Andy, you come on up.
So I just wanted to start out by saying thank you to everyone who's been giving us food and anything else that we've been given this week. It's been really great, and I've been really blessed by that outreach that you guys have done for us. It's really hard to sum up in 2 minutes everything I've learned this week, but one thing that really stuck out with me is a phrase that we repeated throughout the week in our devotions is, "Worthy is the Lamb," and He's worthy to receive our service, but we're not worthy to be chosen by Him for His service. And that's one thing that has really stuck with me, because it's easy to go on outreach and to be a Christian and to do your devotions every day and to want to reach out to the lost, needy souls around you, but then you go home and you go to your job or to school and you just kind of feel like you want to just melt into the woodwork and ignore the duty you've been given. It's really easy to neglect representing Christ, but how we represent Christ in public in our job is just as important as how we represent Him on our outreach opportunities. And one passage that I think really, really encouraged me in this is in Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, says, "And behold, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.'" And it really struck me, because I have a hard time speaking in public, and just, it's really easy to ignore that duty. But Mr. Saunders mentioned one day that the gospel is just as powerful now as it has ever been. And I don't necessarily have to go pass out tracts to represent Christ. I do that in my everyday walk with Him and in the workplace. And whether I'm at the store shopping or whether I'm in line at Starbucks, I'm representing Christ. And that has really been something that I learned this week.
Hi, my name is Isaac Sassa. I'm from the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern in Pennsylvania, where Dr. Allison is the pastor. And I've really enjoyed and been blessed by this week and encouraged my walk with the Lord. I would sincerely like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Saunders for all their hospitality and the use of their cottage and boats and equipment yesterday, and all the rest of the congregation for the food they've provided and the devotions they've given us and the accommodations. Thank you.
For those of you who don't know me, my name's Matthew, and I'm from the church here. Tonight, I just would like to share with you two instances where the Lord taught me and showed me something through each experience. The first one was when we were downtown around Nathan Phillips Square, and as usual, we were handing up tracts in groups of two or three, and we came across a man, and we handed him one, and he looked at us and asked, "What is this?" So I told him it was a gospel tract, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he took it and he shoved it back into one of the girls' hands and said, "You guys are all living a lie. There is no God, and you guys, along with the Muslims, Christians, and Jews, are going to be the first to die." So I turned around and asked him, "What's going to happen to you then?" He answered and began swearing at us and saying that he was going to do whatever he wants and go wherever he wants to go when he dies. This experience just really opened my eyes to the total depravity of man and how hardened this man's heart was to the things of God. Secondly, to end on a more positive note, I was around Malvern Mall area on Monday, and we were just doing the same, and I gave this man a tract, and I asked him, had he ever attended a church and did he know about salvation? He responded with yes, but that he was out of practice for many years. So I continued to share the gospel with him and invite him to the church. I gave him more literature, and then he began to walk away. Well, he got about 20 meters away from me when he came back and told me that because I had given him some literature, he wanted to give me something back, So I was like, okay. So he reached into his bag and gave me a pack of muffins. I chuckled to myself, but in return, I asked if I could pray with him. So we stood and prayed, and then again he left, walked about 20 meters again, and turned around and shouted to me with an apology of how he had forgotten to remove his hat while we prayed. I thought this was quite a comical experience, but through this encounter, the Lord showed me the joy in telling others about Christ. Even if that man never repented of his sin, he still knew that he was a sinner and that he needed to be saved. Through both these experiences, I want to give all glory to God, as he was the one who gave me the strength when I was weak and nervous. And also through his Spirit, I believe he gave me the right words to say to both men. All in all, I have enjoyed this week very much, and the Lord has taught me many things. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Julia Kearns, and I'm from the Free Press Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. It has truly been such a blessing to be a part of the youth initiative this year. I had an amazing time handing out tracts in Toronto. I want to thank everybody for the hospitality, kindness, prayers, all the muffins and food that you sent us. It's so sweet and kind of you all. Thank you, Pastor Saunders, Mrs. Saunders, for all the work that you put into this week and just making this possible. The Lord has truly blessed me this week, and one of my favorite verses that really encouraged me was, I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength, and that's just been my motto for this week. Pray that God would continue to bless the hearts of the people who receive the tracts and just continue to bless his people. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Glenn Calica, and I'm from the Toronto Free Presbyterian Church, located in Canada. I won't say much, but I can say that outreach weeks like these ones may be the hardest weeks of my childhood life. The thought of rejection and being shouted at it really turns away my interest from doing outreach. But above all else, I can say that weeks like these are the best weeks that I've lived so far, because I'm always around Christian influences. Throughout this week, I've been rebuked because I realize that myself, compared to other Christians, my life is not as good as it could be. Hard weeks like these are the best parts of my life. I'd like to ask you all to pray for the tracts. About 5,500 of the Life is Not a Game tracts were handed out,
Thank you, young people, so far for sharing those words with us. It's a blessing to my own heart to hear that, and I'm sure it is for you at the same time. As we were traveling in the bus back and forth, the faithful old blue, as we call it, it was good. And sometimes the young people would just begin singing in the back of the bus. So I'm driving along and singing with them to myself, and it was a blessing. So we've asked them to come tonight and to bring message and song. And then following on from that, we have another section of testimonies. And the first one to come next time will be Ben Gardner. And I should have said to begin with in the first group what churches they were from. But young people, you be sure to tell what congregation you're from when you come up. So we have Ben Gardner and Lydia Ludwig, Hawk Lee, Christoph Abraham, and Anthony Emmanuel. So you folks will come up after the singing. Okay, so please come now and minister to us.
Thank you. Well, I must say it is a joy to be able to be with you this evening. It's always a blessing every time you have an opportunity to testify of what the Lord's done in a week of outreach and just the way the Lord has blessed. Although I would be remiss if I did not thank Dr. and Mrs. Saunders and everyone who provided us food throughout the week. I was just commenting to Dr. Saunders, I think most of the guys will be going away a little bit heavier than when we came here in the first place, so thank you for that. We've heard already of the testimonies of people being able to speak to those on the street and hand out gospel literature. It's always a blessing anytime you can testify of being able to share the gospel with someone. But with the few short minutes I have with you, I'd like to just share with you what the Lord did and bless me with the devotions that Dr. Saunders brought. Anytime you do outreach, as Glenn has already said, you do have a sense of fear and maybe even a little bit of resentment, because the work that we're trying to do, we have an enemy. We know that the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And one thing that I always face anytime I go on these outreaches is a fear of man and a fear of opposition and things of that nature. But the word that Dr. Saunders brought on the Monday morning was very timely, from Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19. And those are verses that we can probably all say by heart. They're the Great Commission. But something that I had forgotten was the verses that come right before. He tells us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. And Christ himself says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And it's with that exhortation that he says to go. And that was a blessing to me to be reminded of, that we do not go in our own power. And we'd be very foolish to think that we can go in our own power. But it's the power and the authority that God has given us because of what he has done for us on the cross. And the last thing I'll leave with you was on Friday. Friday morning was the last devotional that we had. For each day that we had these devotionals, there was a specific word that Dr. Saunders brought to our attention. The first one was authority, that we have the authority from God to go. And the last word he gave us was the word forward, taken from Psalm 119, verse 35, make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. And he told us a story of two Moravian missionaries who were so moved by the Holy Spirit to spread the gospel that they heard of an island that was owned by a specific person. And the whole point of this island was slavery. And this man was a slaver, and he would buy and sell human beings. And they would go to this island. But the only way to get on this island was if you were a slave. And these two men moved with such a burden to see these slaves, one for the Lord, sold everything that they had, left their families to go on this ship, to go to this island. And as they left their friends and their families at the dock, all they said was, Christ is worthy of all that we can give. And friends, I would just ask you to remember, don't ever forget that the Lord Jesus Christ is worthy of all that we can give. Because he's died for us. He shed his blood to save us. And all we can do in whatever walk of life that we do is to simply live it for his honor and for his glory.
Hi, my name is Lydia Ludwig, and I'm from Pastor Mercer's church in Greenville, South Carolina. I would like to thank you all for all the prayers and hospitality that you've given to us this week. It's been a blessing. On Tuesday, when we were downtown, I met these two ladies. I think they're from Europe somewhere, I don't remember, but they had a really thick accent. And their names were Helga and Christina. And I gave them a track, and on the front it says, "Life is not a game." And they're like, "Oh, yes, life is a game." And I didn't really know how to answer. And so they're like, "So what do you believe?" So I basically just started in Genesis and ended with, as a result of Christ dying on the cross, we will live in heaven eternally with him. And then I asked one of the ladies what they believed, and they didn't really know how to answer. So I would just, and they were lost, and they were still looking for answers. And then, so I just said that I would pray for them, and they walked away. So please pray for them. This week I learned how to accept people rejecting the tracts, and how, and I learned also how to share what I believe, because I've never been asked what I believe, so I didn't exactly know how I would respond. But, and so please continue to pray for us as we go to our different homes, and thank you again.
Hi, my name is Hawk Lee, and I'm from South Korea. And my dad planted a church there, the first Free Presbyterian Church in South Korea. First of all, I thank every one of you who supported us in our outreaches. And I would especially like to thank Dr. Saunders and Mrs. Saunders for all their help and their effort they put into this outreach. There were many things I've learned from this outreach, but the one thing that I remember the most was how important it is to read the Word of God daily. As I was talking to the people on the street, and when they asked me questions, I had a difficult time answering those, and I felt how I lack the wisdom and the knowledge to answer these questions they asked me. And also from the devotions that pastors of people pointed out that that you need to read the Word of God daily to not fall into temptation or sins. And this week, I realized that I need to read the Word of God more daily and every day. And as we go home, that we should focus on reading the Bible more. And well, again, thank you for all your help.
Good evening. My name is Christoph Abraham. I am from the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern, Pennsylvania. I just want to say thank you to Whitfield Christian School for your hospitality, and thank the congregation for your prayers for the outreach. Thank you again. Lord bless.
Hi, my name is Anthony Emmanuel. Some of you may know me. I go to this church. This past week has been a huge blessing to all of us on the team, I believe. We had lots of good times of fellowship, and we reached the gospel to many people. And all those seeds that we planted, every person that accepted a gospel tract, we may not have been able to see what came from planting that seed, but God has blessed us with the one girl, Megan, from the VBS that did come to Christ this week, and we are all extremely grateful for that. As some of you may know, my mother is not in good health. She is currently hospitalized. And first of all, I want to thank all of you. I know that some of you have been keeping her in your prayers, and me and my family are extremely grateful for that. It helps a lot. I took a few evenings out from the VBS this week to go visit my mom, and I was visiting her in the psychiatric unit. And the thought just came to me when I was there. There was this old lady that came up to me, and she just started speaking gibberish. She was trying to tell me something, but she couldn't. Her mind was fried, and her tongue was not working properly. She could not connect her thoughts to what she wanted to say. And that just really made me think about how much we have, how much God has blessed us with the simple, amazing ability to have thoughts in our head and portray them out of our body with our actions and our words. And God has blessed us all with this ability. I just want to share a verse from Mark. You have probably heard it. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." We're all able to do that. And I just want to encourage all of you to do so, because God has specifically blessed you with the ability to speak to people, to communicate, to have the ability to comprehend what's going on around you. And we should be able to use that to do his will. Even though it's not easy in your day-to-day life to tell people about Christ, it's something that we should be doing, especially since God has blessed us with the ability to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, young people. The next section that have brought those words and those thoughts to us, it is a blessing. We're going to take up the offering for the Lord's work here now. And while the offering is received, the young people are going to come and play, "He Hideth My Soul."
Thank you.
the words of that hymn, "A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me, for he hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul." Friend, tonight, is your soul hidden in the rock of Christ? Do you know him? Do you love him? Do you belong to him tonight? If not, then let me challenge you and encourage you to seek him while you yet have time, while you yet have your life. Thank you, young people, for sharing that ministry in music with us tonight. The last section of those who will be testifying tonight. First of all, Christiana Young, Nathan Cunningham, Sujin Lee, Martha Cooper. And Martha, well, she's the oldest young person we have in the group tonight. Well, Martha is the mother of Christoph, and we're very happy that she's been able to come with us this week, because she's worked also as being an adult, supervising for us also in the school, and just being a good help for us in all that we've been doing this week. So we're happy that Martha's been able to be with us. And then David Devaparan, McKinley Griffith, and Caleb Struck. So folks, you come in that order. And when you come up here, just adjust the microphone up or down, depending, and make sure you speak loudly right into it.
Hello, my name is Christiana Young. I'm from the Greenville, South Carolina Church, where Colin Mercer preaches. And first of all, I just want to thank the whole congregation. The love that y'all have shown for us this week has been amazing. I don't think I've ever seen this much food given to a group of teenagers in a week in my entire life. Every morning, there'd be like 5 new boxes of food for us. And Mrs. Saunders would just come in through the week. Oh, I went to the grocery store. I got you this. So thank y'all for the love you've shown for us. It has been greatly appreciated. Thank you also for your prayers. We've needed them, and I ask that you still pray for the tracts that have been distributed. Pray that those who read them would remember their words and would think about them, and pray for us as we go back that this would not just be a week where we handed out tracts and we go home, and as Anna said, we hide in the woodwork, but help us to stand strong for Christ. I can honestly say that looking back, looking forward to this week before I came, I was like, oh, I'm going on a mission trip. I'm going to pass out tracts. It's going to be so much fun. And Saturday night, I thought, oh, I'm going to be passing out tracts. And just like, I think I got a mental picture in my mind that every person I handed a tract to would engage me in this huge theological debate, which I would lose terribly every time. And Monday morning, I woke up and I was reading my devotions, and 1 John 3:18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And that really made me think, like, I say I love Jesus, and it's so easy to say it, as it says, in word and in tongue, but passing out tracts, that's showing love in deed and in truth. And then when Pastor Saunders, in our morning devotions, was talking about the authority Christ gives us to go and to spread his word, no earthly power can compare to that at all. And that encouraged me greatly. And so, once again, thank you for your prayers and for your love.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nathan Cunningham, and I felt very blessed and thank the Lord for this amazing opportunity to serve him this week, as we handed out gospel tracts and as we heard different speakers each night bring us a challenge through God's word. I also really enjoyed meeting new friends and fellowshipping every night with them, and hope there will be many more weeks like this one in the future where we can come together as youth and just set 1 week aside out of our summer and serve God and focus on serving God. One moment in this week which stood out to me was when I was handed a man a gospel tract, and he started asking me questions which I knew the answers to but couldn't back it up with scripture. So this just challenged me and spoke to me that I needed to read my Bible more and gain a better knowledge of the Bible so that I could answer questions like the ones this man asked. Finally, I would like to thank everyone that made this week possible, and most importantly, I'd like to thank the Lord for giving me this awesome opportunity. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Soo Jin Lee, and I'm from South Korea. I would first like to thank Mr. Saunders and the church for the food and devotions, prayer, and hospitality and everything. And thank you for making this week so comfortable and memorable. We've all learned so much this week. Well, I've learned that the gospel needs to be spread and that the Christ is worthy of everything that we can give. Well, my dad is a pastor of the first Free Presbyterian Church in South Korea. And when we first moved there, when I went to school, I was kind of ashamed that my dad was a pastor. And I didn't want to say to anyone that I was a Christian and I believed and I went to church. So when they said, "Why did you come from America to Korea?" And I was like, "Oh, we came, I don't know." And I exactly knew that my dad came here to preach the gospel, but I couldn't really answer to that. So when I came here and I learned all these things, and I decided that when I come back, when I go back to South Korea, I'm going to tell my friends that I'm a Christian and I go to church and I believe things and I want to spread the gospel. And when I came here, I learned that Christ is worthy of all we can give and more. So even when I go home, I will hope to try to spread and share the gospel with every day. And thank you again for this great week.
Hi, I'm Martha Cooper, the oldest young person sitting over there. I adopted all these young people. I would like to thank the Lord, Mrs. Saunders, the session and committee, for hosting this outreach, for those who provided bedding, meals, Dana McAnally for helping with laundry, the McClellans for hosting us at the cottage, and the entire church family for their hospitality and prayers. This past week has been an eye-opener for me. We are living in dark times. The need for the gospel to go forth is imperative. Apathy is the word that kept coming to mind as people rejected the tracts. No need for Christ, no thought of eternity. I can only pray that the Lord waters the seeds that we planted last week. There was encouragement. Several commented on how well the track was done. One believer took the track and promised to pass it on to someone else. Another believer commented that he was glad to see us handing out tracks and he felt that more churches needed to be evangelizing. Track distribution is important. It was gently reminded to me this morning by the Lord the impact of one track, the mission work in Liberia. This work began with one person simply handing out a gospel tract, and many souls have been won to Christ, to the kingdom of Christ, due to this one tract.
Hi, my name is David Byrne. And I'm from this very church. So this past week has been a blessing for me and for everyone with me. And I'm thankful to God who made me attend this outreach. And thank you for Dr. and Mrs. Saunders and everyone who was involved in the hospitality and the food and the devotions. And as we went on the outreach throughout the week, we got rejected a couple of times, many times, all day long. And as we got rejected, I was discouraged in many times, and I didn't want to do it anymore. But then I started to realize that all I can do was to pray to God that those people may realize that they are sinners, they need Christ. And secondly, just to realize that you're one of those believers among many unbelievers, and how privileged I am to be saved. And Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is McKinley Griffiths, and I am from Greenville, South Carolina, and I attend Faith Independent Baptist Church. I am so thankful to Dr. Saunders for allowing me to come. I'm so thankful to each of you for welcoming me and for just being so willing to give generously and for your hospitality. And it has been such a huge blessing this week. Prior to coming, I was very discouraged. I felt that God was not working. And so I prayed and asked him to show me this week how he was working. And he answered my prayer Sunday night when Caleb gave his testimony of how he was saved recently. And while I was sitting there listening to him, I felt that God was rebuking me and saying that, look, I am still working. I am still saving people. And, you know, you have been faithless and you have been doubting me. And all of the devotions and the sermons have been just helping me to turn my focus back to God and showing me just how strong God is, and that his hand is still in the lives of people today. And this week, God has shown me how much he has given me through salvation, and that to whom much has been given, much more shall be required. And that he has given such the great gift of salvation that when I go to the people and I give people tracts and I witness to them, it is me fulfilling my responsibility to go out, and it has just been such a blessing, and God has brought me so close to him, and I am so thankful for this week.
My name is Caleb Strzok. I am from the Calgary Free Presbyterian Church. I would like to thank you all, the congregation here, Mr. Saunders, and Mr. Chu, and all those that helped out in the food preparation and making this week possible for us. After I got saved, I had a burden for my coworkers. And the Lord really put it on my heart to witness to them. And the Lord gave me great boldness in this, and I did for a short while, several weeks. But as the weeks went on, that my love for Christ dwindled. And as this opportunity to come here for this week's youth outreach, my father really encouraged me, and I went reluctantly. But the Lord has used this week for many things, but mostly to magnify Christ in my heart above all things. As I went forth this week, I was brought face to face with the hardness of man, reminding me of when I was in my sin and how the Lord still works and that how his word is still powerful. This is from Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And as I really appreciated the devotional times that Mr. Saunders brought in the mornings, and the many men that brought in the evening, as I went forth this week, the verse that struck me as I went forth is, he that is within me is greater than he that is within the world. And that gave me great boldness. Boldness that can only come from Christ. And that Christ is worthy to spread his word. And that what are we to be ashamed of to spread the word of God? For it is the power that dwells within us. I want to share with you one testimony that I had with a black man downtown. I handed out a tract to this man. He was leaning against the railing, and I walked by him, and 20 feet away from him, I had run out of tracts. I was reaching in my bag to grab some more, and as I was reaching into my bag, he tapped me on the shoulder, and he says, "Are you a Christian?" And I said, "Yes." And we got talking, and he had come to the realization that he was a sinner, that the depravity of man, that he needed salvation, he needed to be somehow redeemed before the eyes of the Lord. And I gave him my testimony and how I had once loved this world and now am found within Christ and the love that Christ has to offer. And it dawned on me after this man left that in me giving my testimony to this man, how it came from my heart, and how the Lord, how I don't have to work to say the wonderful things of Christ that he's done within me, and how that, and that Christ dwells within me, and is miraculous that when we may speak to people, how the Lord gives us boldness that we may never doubt God. Thank you.
Turn with me for a moment, would you, to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I have been blessed to hear of these young folks and the word that God has put within their heart, and more than that, the burden that has been placed within them. And I want to leave this short word with you as our service draws to a close. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23. Paul said, "And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run, that ye may obtain. And every one that striveth for the mastery or for the completion of the prize is temperate, restrains himself in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. So run, that ye may obtain." This is the word and the challenge to us. And friend, you may be here tonight in this meeting and you are not a Christian. Let me challenge you to run to Christ for salvation, for you need him. You need him more than you will ever know. And as the message of Christ goes out, and if you have been thinking in your heart, as a Christian, how am I going to receive a burden for souls? You may pray for it. That's good. But friend, I say to you tonight, there is no better way to receive a burden in your heart for those who are without Christ than to go and to look into the eyes of someone who is lost and they have no hope and their mind is mixed up in all kinds of theories, religion, thinking. They're lost. Run to Christ for salvation. He is the only way. There was a man, the Malvern Town Center. I stopped to talk to him, and he was eager to talk, a Muslim man. And he actually had to go to the store to get medication. He says, "Will you be still here when I come back? I want to speak." So yes. Now he was convinced in his own religion, not really, you could say, a devout man, but he was a Muslim by birth. And he began to argue and talk about all the issues of the Middle East and of Israel and why they were wrong and the Muslim world was right And he went down through many things, and I listened and let him talk. And he says, you know, in the Quran, it talks about how Jesus was born of a virgin. Talks about the fact that he ascended to heaven and that he's coming back to earth again. And which I smiled and agreed with him in all those points. And I said to him, after he talked on, I said, friend, what is your hope for eternity? What do you hope for when you come to die? And he said, well, I hope that Allah will look at my life and he will weigh up that I have been good. I have been more good than I have been bad. I said, so you're depending on your own good works, your own righteousness. And he acknowledged, yes. And I said to him, friend, we are all sinners before a holy God. And the only solution, the only remedy for your sin is that you run to Christ and receive that freely he has offered for you for the salvation of your soul. You see, friend, there is a great need. And whatever religion is in the world today, they all depend upon good works, but that will never do. And you will never get to glory. And so, friend, tonight, run to Christ for salvation. And then once you have received the gift of life, what are we to do then? We are to run for Christ. We are to run for him because he is worthy of all we could give. We are to run because there is urgency and our time is going. And we know not how much we have left. And therefore, let us, with renewed enthusiasm, with renewed devotion and commitment to our Lord, who is worthy of all that we could give to him, let us run for him and not stop until he says it is time to come home. We will never outrun the goodness and the grace of God to us. We will never be able to say in this life, I have done enough. No, you look at the cross and you look to Christ and you see what he has given for us. And you realize then I could never run enough for him. And so as the apostle challenged the Corinthian people, because the reward of this world is a corruptible crown, it is going to dissolve, it is going to go to dust. But he said, we have an incorruptible crown. We have one that never fades away, that God has reserved for us. Therefore, let us run for him with all our hearts. Because in so doing, the reward that he has promised is an everlasting reward. And it will never, ever fade. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Moth and rust cannot corrupt, and thieves cannot break through and steal. We have a great Savior. We have a great cause. We have a great message. Let us therefore share that message and pray that the Lord would stir our hearts and bring us out that we might live for him with all the time and all the effort that we have. And my friend, it is just that. It is living for the Lord, day by day. May God give us grace. Bless all the testimonies to your heart tonight, and bless his word to your soul. Let's bow, please, in prayer. Our Father, we have come now to the conclusion of this meeting. And we praise thy holy name for the great privilege of being here to hear. Bless the hearts of each one that testified, that honored thee with music. Dear Father, use and stir these messages to all our souls. We are blessed beyond measure. Oh, Father, we have been given so much. and we are not worthy of anything. And after we have done all that is required of us, we know yet in our hearts we are unprofitable. Father, I'm thankful that you know that our frame and remember that we are dust. And, oh Lord, it still has pleased thee to take and use these sinful characters that we are, weak and faltering, and yet we can be used as laborers together with God. So receive our thanks, Lord, and bless in all things as we close this service tonight. Be with us in our fellowship downstairs. Receive our thanksgiving for the food that's been provided. And Lord, continue to go with us and keep thy hand upon all our visitors. And as they return to their own homes tomorrow, and those young people are here, and everyone in all of our denomination, Lord, make us a people who are strong for Christ. Make us a people devoted for the Lord, and carry us on, forward, higher. That our service for God will not be barren nor dry, but it will be fruitful to the honor of Christ Jesus. For we know that our Savior is worthy of all that we can give. Bless us now tonight, we pray, in Jesus' worthy name. Amen.